We can just talk.
You give us the topic, we start the conversation.
And guess what?
It's time for Small Talk with Anele and the Club on 947.
Good morning. Is it Evan or Yvonne?
Good morning. It's Evan.
Good morning, Evan. Welcome to Anele and the Club.
Thank you.
All right. What's your topic?
The topic today is, are you ready?
No, not really.
Okay. And the topic today is property flipping.
Property what?
Flipping.
Flipping. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go.
I believe that property flipping is when you buy a house to sell it, but then you buy it low and then you do renovations on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sell it off for a lot higher than what you bought it for.
Like you make it look fancy so it increases the property value.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the thing about property flipping is that you always look at an area that is on the up.
Right.
So what's a gentrification?
Gentrification.
That guy.
Wow.
That guy. So that's where it works the most. So I think a lot of property flipping was happening in town in Maboneng in the last, say, 5 years, where people would, like, buy buildings in town and then, like, make them penthouses or
yes.
Like, studio apartments. Like, oh, my God. It's like I live in New York, you know?
I think if you're going to a property flip, I know a few friends who do this, but then they live in the house that they renovate themselves. And then you've got to be ready for the stress that comes with that.
Wow.
Okay, so whilst you're living in that, because obviously you buy the house, then you live there, then you renovate for, it takes about a year or two or whatever,
uh-huh.
And then you sell it off.
Oh, is that the plan?
That's how they do it, but it's a lot of stress. And you've got to, I think you've got to know what you're doing, because otherwise I feel like you lose a lot of money here.
Yeah, you could, because you're trying to make it look so nice as well. You could be overspending on it, and then by the time it's time for you to sell it, you'll realize that the profits are quite small.
And also the market might not be up at the moment. So you price yourself out of the market.
I think it's, to me, you know how they call the MBA the divorce degree?
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for a good divorce,
property flipping.
Property flipping is the way to go.
Any renovation, really.
This is true. Evan.
Yes.
What did you think?
I think you guys were super awesome.
Thank you, Evan.
I think you covered all the bases. You spoke about buying low, fixing it, selling it high. Very well done.
I feel like there's a but coming on.
But I do not think you can do it while you stay in the property, because I think that will give you a bit of
heartburn.
You know, heartburn, yes.
And why this topic? How do you know it so well? Are you a property flipper?
That's what I do for a living.
Really?
Stop it!
Yes. That's what I do for a living, yes.
So where is your property that you're flipping at the moment?
Okay, well, at the moment I'm flipping about 6.
What?
So, yes. So I've got one in West Dean, 4 in Randfontein, and 1 in Roodepoort.
Okay.
Do you have like a frequent flyer card for Builder's Warehouse?
No, I go directly to the suppliers. I don't go to Builder's.
Look at you
cutting out the middle, man.
Look at you.
Okay, Evan, what are you scoring us?
I'm scoring you guys 9.5 out of 10.
Wonderful. We'll take it. Wonderful. We'll take it. Last question, Evan. What is the most you've ever made on a property?
About 400k.
400?
Wow.
Dude.
And how often are you making this type of money? Is it like once a year when you flip it, or do you look to make it like 3 or 4 times a year?
Well, I try to flip once a month, but sometimes you do a little bit more. Yes.
Shippers.
This is a quick thing, you know. We have to move quick.
Sure.
Okay,
Evan the Blesser. Thank you so much. 9.5 out of 10. We'll definitely take it.